I swear to God, that's like playing in the room.
It's so good.
Is there an echo that like you came up with? Like, are you adding effects to this? Smile.
Are we on?
We're about to be. And it's you being completely caught off guard again for the thumbnail, so it's fine.
You gotta work on your cue.
I mean, I don't work in video production. Like, we're flying by the seat of our pants more times than not. So I'm trying. We're getting. I feel like we're getting better. But
yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna get really good at this eventually. Episode like 88. It's gonna be rock solid.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I was gonna do the thing too. Okay, that's a coaster. It looks backwards on my computer screen, but I imagine it looks good on the interwebs on YouTube. This is our sticker, the second iteration of our sticker. Shouts out to you, Ice, for coming up with round two.
Oh yeah, we're starting to build up our collection of merch.
We're gonna have more merch than listeners. It's insane. But I appreciate your entrepreneurial spirit.
It's working on it.
It's given us options. Should we want to make money off of this thing?
Damn right.
One day.
How's your week?
It's all right.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a little more room to breathe this week.
Stretch.
Why is that?
Just gonna rotate in a 60 degree angle and not hit anybody because for some reason someone's not here. So Jack's not here. Cat's out of the bag. We usually kick him while he's down, call him a bag of shit, but he had a legit reason to call out this week. So
we're gonna let him slide this time, right?
He gonna slide
to the next episode.
Yes, Nate Dogg, to the next episode.
Oh, dude, I want to tell you. You know how I told you I work in the city, right? You know those damn scooters
what?
That you see all over the city?
They're here now in my neighborhood.
I saw one parked right outside your place. So when I was pulling in, it totally reminded me. This week was the first time I rode one of those things.
Oh, you didn't die. That's actually a good thing.
It's I almost did. The very like.
Oh God.
Because I guess for some reason, like when you're riding a scooter, I'm not used to riding a motorized scooter. So like your instinct when you want to slow down is to put your feet down,
right,
versus actually using your brake pedal, your little handlebar thing.
Okay.
And so I'm like driving, weaving between cars. I'm coming to a light. And for whatever reason...
Wait. Are you in, like, the lanes of traffic?
Yeah, I am.
Vehicular traffic?
I don't know what the rule is. Are you supposed to ride on the sidewalk, or are you supposed to ride on the street?
I think it varies by municipality.
Yeah?
There's no hard and fast rules, which makes it really difficult to try to navigate and figure out, like... Because they have those things everywhere.
Yeah.
They're in D.C., they're in Arlington, now they're in Fairfax.
Because I know, like, when you try to ride a bike on the sidewalk, it's, like, frowned upon. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do. That's the whole point why they created bike lanes and... You're supposed to be, even though I hate bikers on the streets, but technically that's where you're supposed to be. So I just assume it's the same concept for a motorized scooter. So
at the very least, in Fairfax City, that's the rule. You're not supposed to be in on walking trails or on the sidewalk.
Okay, so I was doing the right thing.
You're generally in the right. But again, the rules vary.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be a lot faster than what it was, though. I was like chucking around. Remember the other day, it was like, I think it was like 100 degrees or like in the high 90s.
You mean today?
Oh, it's been like that all week.
And yesterday.
Yeah. So like I was.
And the day before.
I was running all around city trying to find like a huge plotter at FedEx. And I have my backpack with laptops and my tablet and all this equipment. And it was like heavy. So I'm running around DC trying to print everything out for a meeting. And
you need a production assistant.
Seriously, man.
Or an executive assistant.
So like. Everywhere we went, like
I don't want the job.
There was an issue with the plotter, so I was like, the fastest way to get around to these different locations is either to call an Uber, which would take some time to wait for them to come pick you up, or hop on one of these scooters. It was fun though. I want to do it.
I imagine looks like something that you would enjoy if you're like 9, and you haven't matured past that point. So
not quite.
The math adds up.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. You should try it sometime.
Especially
now that it's in your neighborhood, you should do it all the time.
When I want to go grab a beer at the local Nano Brewery, I'm gonna hop on one of those suckers and hope to God I don't die going down the hill.
Does that count as drunk driving still?
I would imagine there is some frowned upon activities on a scooter when you're drunk.
Right.
That has to fall within those that realm. But
cop should say it's better than being in a car anyways.
This is true. I can only kill myself and nobody else. Yeah. You know what? With that, let's go ahead and start the show.
Let's do it.
Clickety clow.
It would help if I actually started the show.
It would really help.
You know, it's only like the 40th time we've done this.
Hey, Jack, come back.
We're sloppy without Jack.
We're figuring it out. It's the Bad Slant Podcast, live from Eddie's room. Flying by the seat of our pants. That should be the name of the show. I figured we were going to name the show the spoiler episode, but it might be the seat of our pants episode. You can find us on our website, badslant.com, on Instagram and Twitter, at badslant. You can watch us live on YouTube, which we hope you're doing right now. I'm looking at the feed. Not happening, but one of these days, we're going to get some traction on that front. But wherever you hear us, watch us, you got plenty of options. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, big strike mark through CastBox. I'm just going to... I should just erase it, but I'm hard-headed.
No, we're still there.
We'll find a way.
Yep.
Wherever you listen to us, give us a 5-star review, subscribe, do the whole lot. And as always, support of the show. We got a tab on our website, badslant.com/support. You got options to help your boys out. This week was Amazon Prime Day. This is a part that I can't figure out. It's Prime Day, but it was 2 days. So can they add?
Was it always a 2-day thing?
I don't know. It's growing. It's expanding. You asked this before the show whether or not this is actually becoming a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the sales kind of speak to that. Like, people can't help but buy shit online, and when you do it at bargain basement prices, you know you're gonna attract a crowd. But
you know what I noticed this year? It was like beyond Amazon now. So it's like, I think all the retailers want to take advantage of this shopping day that Amazon
they're
has
glomming
just,
on.
Yeah, they're just like, they created this magical, random-ass day of the year. So all these retailers now are putting up sales galore on every retailer this week.
I did see that. Like, Macy's decided to get in on the action. Yeah, or Walmart. Yeah. Walmart, their direct competitor said, you know what, we're going to have a Prime Day.
Why not?
Yeah, Walmart Prime Day. Whatever the hell they're calling it. So it was Prime Day this week. So we threw out a link to our site, and you know, we asked folks to if they're going to do their shopping, do it through our site, which we hope you did. So yeah. If you did that, we appreciate that. But
Thank you.
You can support us by shopping through Amazon on any day by going through our link. You can also shop Target.com. And is there a timpani?
Oh yeah.
We have one more option.
Yes.
For you to support the show.
What is that? It's a long timpani, sorry.
That's a really long timpani, goddamn. You can shop on Walmart.com.
Woo!
Through the Bad Slant website.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a long time coming. Actually, we teased it last week that there was something in the hopper, but you can do all of your online shopping essentially through our site. And again, it doesn't do anything as far as the change in the price. The sales are going to be just as good if you shop through those sites through our tab. You just help your boys out a tiny iota. So we appreciate if you can do that. And if you want to buy a Street Fighter II stand-up cabinet from Walmart.com, we wouldn't mind it at all. It's on sale right now, $299. We figured this out. You can buy it online and then pick it up within the next 45 minutes.
Seriously?
It's insane.
And that's over in the Fairfax location, right?
There you go, down the street from where we live.
Right.
I live. This machine, it's by 1UP. They have a whole bevy of machines. I've seen the Mortal Kombat guy live and in person, but it's not your full-scale, like, the machine you see in the arcade back in the day, but it's miniaturized and it's shaped the same.
Exactly like how you remember
all the same shit.
Yep. It's one of their top sellers. So of all
this
the,
is the top seller, I think. Is
yeah, actually it is. So Walmart is one of the exclusive resellers for this bad boy. So you can
it's made by the company 1UP, I think.
Arcade 1UP,
okay.
Yeah, so they don't have like a huge selection right now. I know we mentioned earlier in the year that from E3, right, when they announced it, they're going to do the Ninja Turtles one.
Right.
So like they're adding some new
I think that one's like on pre-order.
Yeah. So for
any
now,
any day now, please.
The big sellers right now is Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. So the Street Fighter one that you can get at Walmart through our tab is, like, as John mentioned, is $299. And the beauty about it, it's again, it's a miniaturized cabinet design. Sorry.
Use your words.
And but it's not just a single Street Fighter. You get Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, the new Challengers, and Street Fighter 2 Turbo all in one. And it's a 17-inch color LCD screen. So it's
upgraded.
It's a good size, man.
Yeah. It's perfectly fine. And they actually have like a cabinet to, or like a platform to prop
they're,
under
oh
that.
Yeah, they're risers.
Yeah. So I've seen one propped up on two folding chairs, and it worked perfectly fine. Yeah. But it's $40 more.
And you've seen one of these in person, right?
The Mortal Kombat guy. But
yeah. So is it comfortable for two adults to stand side by side?
For people of our size, yes. if you are a man or woman of larger carriage, you might have some elbow space constraints. So I'll throw that out as a word of caution. But either way, it has all the bells and whistles, all the full arcade style buttons, and you don't get just one game. So it's advertised as a Street Fighter II arcade machine, but you get three games in one.
That's amazing, man.
Street Fighter II Champion Edition. Street Fighter 2 New Challengers. I got to do some research on that one. Is there a wiki page for that? I can find more.
I think that's the one with like Fei Long and all that stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's also Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah. So Turbo and
one of those, they got more people in it. So yep. It's got all the bells and whistles for the Street Fighter 2 series. So check it out if you're in the market for that. I'm as strongly considering putting one of those bad boys here in the studio. And you know, we don't have a lot of space, but the fact that it's only 4 feet tall kind of makes it a no-brainer. So
it's good for us.
You see some bright lights flashing in the background, you know what's up.
We're just gonna turn on the live stream, just start playing.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. That would be a really good bit.
Like, stay tuned.
I'll play against the dog. It'll be great. All right, so there's that. There's another big development I want. So we add Walmart. That's kind of a big deal for us. But there's another big development for us, and it is the advent of more tacos. And I can't get enough tacos in my life. There's the fancy tacos down the street from where I live. There's the bargain basement tacos that you can get from other shit dick restaurants. But this one I have to admit, I've already tried these. But I'm anxious to try it fresh. It is the Burger King taco. The $1, I don't know if it's a 99-cent deal that they're advertising.
Yep, it's a dollar.
But they're doing the big push, all the commercials. And I had no idea what to expect out of this before I tried it. I was thinking, you know, it was going to be a knockoff of your standard crispy taco from Taco Bell. And that's what it looks like in the commercials. So I didn't really have any other misgivings about what it would be. I didn't at all think it could be anything close to the Jack in the Box taco, which I found in retrospect to very much be the case. It is in that same vein.
It looks just like it, right?
It does. Like, seeing it in my hand, yes, it definitely looks like it. But in the commercial, it looks like the standard crispy shell taco that you get from Taco Bell. So it was a complete mind blower. The price point is different. Like, the standard Jack in the Box taco is two for a dollar,
mm-hmm.
or at least it has been in years past. I can attest to the fact that the price has gone up if you go back to my tales on the West Coast.
So it's just like this, then? It's just a dollar now?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, yeah. I've had it for like two for like $1.70. So, you know, it's in the ballpark.
But I'm curious, man. Like, I'm
anxious to hear what you think of this, because you've had the Jack in the Box taco.
I've had that. Yes. And I'm not going to say it's one of my favorite tacos, but it's good. You know, it's something different. And it's something, just the fact that it's exclusive to just Jack in the Box. You know, I enjoyed it for...
It's so unique in that way.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, like, there's certain things you just know. Like, I'm not going to say like a regular Big Bite of 7-Eleven is amazing, but you just know when you're having that craving.
It's not amazing.
Like, you,
it's a hot dog.
You just know that that's where you go for a chili cheese hot dog, you know? So I'm just going to go right in.
Please do, because I've already had the chance to dabble in these guys, and, I think I made my feelings known to you and Jack when I got my hands on these guys. So you continue to snack away. I've been salivating.
So it is like a crunchy taco. I think it's like a deep fried. I'm assuming that's what that
is. That's kind of like the big deal for the Jack in the Box taco, that is that it's deep fried.
The shell tastes like it's deep fried, but then...
it also has hot sauce in it.
Man, for a Burger King taco, it's really not that bad, man. And I was trying to, so I just picked it up on my way here because we were trying to get it like as crispy and as hot as we can get it.
I appreciate that.
And right now it's starting to get to that lukewarm room temperature, but it's still really, really good, man. For not a taco, not being a taco place, for being a Burger King.
It's freaking Burger King.
Ooh. This is probably one of their best things that they've done that's not a burger.
They can't get fries right.
Yeah.
Let alone.
Fries ain't that good. Their nuggets ain't that good. Their chicken fries ain't that good. But I think they nailed this taco, man.
Are you listening, Burger King? You should just be the Taco King.
This has to be a regular item on their menu.
Can we start every show just eating Burger King tacos?
This is really good. It needs, you know what it needs? Even though I can tell there's sauce in here, I think it needs like a fire sauce or something.
Right? Well, the Jack in the Box taco does not have like a outrageously spicy hot sauce in it, right?
When I picked this up, I was like, hey, they're like, what sauces do you want? I was like, give me any salsas or any hot
sauce. Wait. There are sauces?
No, there's no sauces. They're like, we don't have sauces for the taco. I'm like, really? That's weird, man.
That is weird. This has to be a great broadcasting where we're just eating.
Oh, I know we're just making people hungry.
Mouths full.
Oh. Last bite.
You know my feelings on this. Okay, after your last bite, I should probably ask this question. I'm actually tempted to go get more after this show.
Yeah. This is good.
You gonna make that run?
Maybe.
We gonna bend that corner?
Mm.
Do it. Okay. We're gonna be
actually really close to there.
I'm so butt close.
I didn't think you were, but pretty close.
I might hop on a scooter and get there right after the show.
Can we do that? That sounds like a great idea.
Yes, especially after two martinis and a vodka soda.
I wonder what the range is on those things.
I think you can go as far as you want, honestly. Because it's like a dollar up front and then like 15 cents a mile afterward.
I guess they got to tell you what sometimes in the app they tell you like the battery level. So you know like you get like 20 minutes of ride or something. All right.
That's what she said. Hi-yo.
So.
All right. I need your rating.
I'm going to cut to the chase. 4, man. That's a strong 4. I bet you if we got it fresh, it'll probably easily be a 4.5. You know I think it's really, really good.
You know what's funny? I think the time frame that elapsed between when you purchased it and when we tried it tonight was shorter than the time frame where I had it the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was better the other night.
No way.
It was like it sat there for like an hour.
You didn't like it tonight?
No. It was perfectly fine tonight. But like my taco show was way like harder and staler than it was on Tuesday night, I think it was. And, you know, that thing sat there for an hour on Tuesday. I thought it was going to be dreck, and it was fantastic.
What do you give it then, based on Tuesday night then?
I think I have to reaffirm my position then. It was 3.5 that night, like being cold for an hour. And I have to think when it's warm, it's going to be a 4. Like it has to be. Like,
so
my Friday is already booked. I'm going to get a Burger King taco and I'm going to confirm my suspicions.
So you're a huge fan of the Jack in the Box version, right?
I'm a connoisseur.
So how does this compare? Like
this is very much in the same vein. Like I think like you talk about the spice note of it, like it might be just a hair off, like maybe just not a, like a hair less hot sauce on this
hairless.
One compared. That's gross.
It better be hairless.
Can you
grief,
just
man.
Let me enjoy this? You've ruined this already. Like it just has like a skosh less hot sauce in this. So I think it kind of takes the flavor contour down just a little bit compared to the Jack in the Box one. But they're so close. And if they can find a way to just like inject a little more flavor into that, we might be like in the realm of a home run. So I don't go to Burger King for anything. So if this can get me back in the fold, I mean, like they're really close to doing just that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like
the Whopper can eat my ass.
I was surprised by their menu now because I was like, oh, since I'm here, let me take a look at the menu.
What else did you get?
Dude, they have a variety of unknown sandwiches now. There's like the Royal King and this and that. There's like a quarter pound this. There's a thing with bacon. There's there's all sorts of things. Before, the only thing when you think of when you think Burger King, you
Whopper.
Like the Whopper, obviously, the Rodeo Cheeseburger, and
would not have thought of that.
No, and the and
I've
then
never
the,
had it.
Their chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich
with the marinara.
Well, you can get it with the marinara. You can get lettuce and mayonnaise. But
take that.
Those are like your staples. Oh, and the onion rings.
Wait, marinara and mayonnaise?
No, two different types of chicken sandwich. They come in two styles.
God, that sounds terrible. Okay.
But like that's like your staples of Burger King. So you think that's all they have there, but I'm surprised with how much like their menu has changed since, I guess it's been a very long time since we've been there.
It's been a minute. Like when I think Burger King, I think like throwback and, you know, like it's a journey through.
You know, like I didn't even want the combo, but I saw through the window that that they have like all the retro Burger King logos on like the Stranger Thing cups and all that. So I got a soda downstairs for you.
You got me a Stranger Thing soda?
Yeah, just because it has that retro Burger King logo and Stranger Things on it.
Well, speaking of which, we watched Stranger Things.
Yeah, we did.
You bet your sweet ass. We're so plugged into the pop culture zeitgeist. So spoiler alert, if you... We're doing it here and now. This was kind of like the big
idea. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Man, the DJ horn really throws me off every time you do it. Because you actually have a DJ horn, but you continue to insist on doing it with your mouth.
True that.
All right. So with Jack being out of the net, and I have to give him credit. He said that he was... We weren't going to let... We said this. I said this, rather. We were not going to let him have any new Coke until he watched Stranger Things.
Maybe that's why he's not here. He excused himself.
So he can watch Stranger Things?
No, so because he knew we wanted to talk about it.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, he actually, he followed through, which is, my mind is blown. He sent a tweet from our Twitter account saying he had actually started season one. It's a bridge too far to assume that he would catch up to the latest season. But
he probably stopped right there.
We have to give him credit. He followed through and started Stranger Things season one. I think he's at least halfway through that first season.
Really?
So, I mean, I don't know about you. Does that qualify? I think that probably qualifies him to get like a new Coke. I say there's a
not
can.
Not yet,
of the,
man.
So he has to get all the way to the finish line.
If he at least complete... Well, I would give him some credit if he completed season one at least.
Okay.
If you're That's just fair. Like two episodes into season one, then no, sorry, buddy.
He's blown past that. I think he's at... when he last tweeted, he was at episode four of season one. So he's only got 16 more episodes to get through. So it's fine. I give him... I have to tip the cap to him and say thank you for putting in that good effort.
Good job, JJ.
His time is precious. All right. So, backtracking again. If you have not watched Stranger Things seasons 1, 2, or 3, this is where you need to punch out because this episode is going to be very spoilerific. So we're going to dive in. And now.
there you go.
So this is the third iteration of the series, and you could argue that they're just milking the same formula for the show year in, year out, or every other year or so.
Yep.
But it continues to work, so I have to give them credit for that. They found a way to take like a simple premise of the show that like you know banks on 80s nostalgia, and you know a very familiar storyline because it feels like a lot like a Steven Spielberg movie that you've seen a million times, like. You know, it's very familiar, but they continue to make it work. And we saw this cast of characters from season one, and they were like eight or nine years old, 10 years old when they started up.
Yeah.
And now they've got beards and 401ks, like they're old as hell. And it freaked me the hell out to see them start of this season. Like what did you think when you saw what's his name? Mike and L making
right off the bat,
like just right out of the shoot,
like oh my god,
he's gonna finger blast her right here, right now, and Netflix is really gonna like jump the shark on this one.
I swear to God, they just had like a first like a little kid kiss on like the other episode.
Like her hair just grew long enough to get a fade, and now all of a sudden she's making out with him with Mike, long hair.
It was just something that caught me off guard. I wasn't really going into the season expecting to see some, you know, to be honest, I didn't even know where they were going to go. It's like,
well, I mean, season two ended with them like at the dance and everyone's dancing with each other.
I wasn't expecting this, like a whole makeout session. It's nuts.
It's a little intense. It's kind of,
and
like,
it carries through for like several. I thought it was just going to be that scene, but no, like you see them making out in the room, like
couple episodes.
Oh my goodness, man.
It became like a major plot.
It is weird. It's weird seeing that. And then, you know, like, you know, that was one of the things that I was questioning myself. It was like the one of the things that made Stranger Things work for me, and a lot of these like classy movies, like, you know, Stand By Me and The Goonies and stuff. It's like this idea of, I mean, it's like a bunch of kids, you know, and I think
very innocent.
It had a really sweet charm to it that kind of sucked you in, and they had like really, like, I don't know, it was cute and funny, you know.
It's kids.
And so I just felt like, how are they going to keep that thing going as they get older? Because it's going to lose a little bit of that innocence, that charm that they had at when they were younger. And it kind of does, you know. It was like, it's not quite the same show that I fell in love with in season one, you know. Like,
I mean, it couldn't stay that way, though. You have to know that.
Yeah, like, and that's why I was curious. Like, how are they
going to
keep
puberty,
this going?
You can set your watch to. Like, it's going to happen. Like, it's going to advance the story whether you want to.
It's just
not
like Full House, you know. Like, when all the kids got older, it kind of got weird, you know. It didn't.
You
work.
Weren't happy to see DJ mature.
Well, you know, older DJ, older Stephanie was okay. I didn't mind it too much.
Speaking of which, I'm still way in on Stephanie Tanner. speaking of other Netflix properties, my God.
She didn't die, right?
No, she's... What the...
I remember that urban legend or that myth that she died doing something.
No, she didn't die. She found meth, but, like, she, you know, she recovered, and now she's all good. I think she's had, like three marriages, and she's been through...
She's quite psycho.
I mean, she can't be completely there. I mean, when you're a child actor, like, things get off really quickly. But it seems like she's rebounded.
I liked her in the Tommy Page episode.
What?
Never mind.
Come again? Is that on Netflix too? Because I
all right,
might have
never
to
mind. Moving back.
Yeah. Okay. Nostalgia kick.
So it did get a little weird for me too. You know, like, one of the things you were saying is, you know, like the whole nostalgia thing. That's how they grabbed us. That's the wrong way to phrase it, but that's how they
really bad here. If we edited the show, we would have a lot of work tonight.
So that's how that's definitely how they sucked me in. It's such a great show.
It's like a very Family Guy type of movie.
Yeah.
Where they throw things at you that are
but
recognizable on a pop
this
culture.
This was the first time I felt, you know, I was torn because there was a part of me that loved it. And I'll get into why I loved it, but there was a part of me that got really old, like, tired of it too. It was just like, you know, this can't keep going. Just
well, I think it speaks to the whole idea that they're playing off the same premise every year, and like there's subtle nuances. Like, the performances on the show are spectacular.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody is really good. Like, Winona Ryder as a crazy lady who keeps running around asking why my magnets don't work, or where the hell's my kid? Like, it's the same performance every year, but it works every time because she's so good at it. And Elle is amazing. I can't believe she hasn't been nominated for an Emmy at this point. Like, the performances, like, really...
By all of them. Like, they were, like, Hopper.
Will.
Yeah,
Will.
All of them.
Who's been tormented for three seasons, but yet he's been treated like a little cuck.
And
like,
he still is.
He's still there, just being cucked left, right, and center. But, like, it's the nuances that occur with the performances that keep you coming back, even though you kind of feel like you know where the story's going to go. They keep finding a way to just tweak things here and there. But I get it. Like, after a while, you can't get as fooled as easily.
Yeah, because it's like
not to the same degree.
Yeah, especially if they're gonna continue to push this series on into another season or two.
I don't think they have many more seasons left in the can.
No,
I think maybe like one more, like at least contracted. Like they got season four, and that's it.
Yeah, but I just can't I can't imagine them pushing this angle. But at the same time, you know, for what it is, like I say that now, but I know I really love this show. Like, I'm going to tune in every single time they drop another season. I mean, that's no matter how bad it is or how good it is, I'm always going to watch it. It's definitely up there with one of my favorites.
You're going to make time, unlike Jack.
This one is like, it's hard for me to make time, but when a Stranger Thing comes out, like somehow I just move everything around. Like I'm going to watch this.
Like this is a PTO day. The kids are going to daycare. It's Isis time to find out what's happening with
it. But of all the nostalgia thing, what I really loved about this, because I think this starts getting to the era of like when we grew up, right? Because that's where they're
slowly getting there.
Because it's like now they're starting to introduce like the mall and the food court and like seeing all that, you know, all the you and I, man, we spent a lot of time at the mall. Like we were the
mall
rats.
We shouldn't brag about that.
No, we hung out at the mall just because we had nowhere else to go.
Wait, have you seen Mall Rats?
Yeah, okay. Actually. Yeah.
God damn it! Sorry.
Yes.
That was a horrible detour. Okay. All right. So the mall.
Yes. So, I mean, just seeing everything about the mall, like it totally brought me back, man. Everything that they did was like, I guess somehow, like, even though like we were like much younger at that age, but it was our time though.
Chronologically, the show's characters are older than we are.
Right?
Yeah, just by a few years. But
Some reason, everything that they did at that mall, like with the, just like seeing all the like the friends,
stores,
hanging out, the stores, the
how
the
hard
movies,
did your, how hard did your dick get when you saw Time Out? Holy shit. I thought that was a regional thing. Yeah. I had no idea that it was such like a broad like a widespread thing. I guess they were a national brand. But man, like I don't play video games, but I remember Time Out. I remember like trying to get into video games when, you know, that was the thing.
Yeah. But dude,
with the neon lights.
I really got to thank you guys for making me watch Fast Times. Cause that it was perfect, man. Like if you guys didn't make me watch
Fast
Times,
it dovetails perfectly.
I would have no idea what they were talking about. I would have no idea with all the references. Cause there was actually several references to Fast Times in that movie.
My God.
Like everything about
you're welcome. I'm glad we could enrich you in some way, shape, or form.
Did you catch a couple of the
I'm really drunk. If you're asking me to try to pick apart certain scenes, like no. It's hit or miss right now.
What I found out later, and I went back to rewatch it, and it was true. But
who wound up getting an abortion? No. I missed that part.
Remember the big scene, the big Phoebe Cates scene coming out of the pool?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was the same soundtrack as the
same song
as Billy. Was, like that whole he's coming down. And yeah. I was like, that's kind of funny.
But it kind of it speaks to like a point that I wanted to get to. So it was basically taking the scene from Fast Times and turning it on its ear. So where you had a girl in Phoebe Cates doing that walk by the pool, it was Billy. And there was a lot of, I guess, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. It like not gender swapping, but like there was the push towards women in this season that I see happening in
every movie.
I don't want to belabor the point, but like, I and honestly, at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with it.
Me
like,
neither. But it's so obvious, though.
Yeah, that was my biggest quibble with all of it. Like, there's a way to get to that point and not be so obvious. Like, there's subtlety and nuance, and they didn't really exercise that at all. They just said, okay, well, we're going to mother F the boys and put the girls over. Okay, like... I mean, if that's your goal, that's fine. But you don't have to make it so ham-fisted to say, literally middle finger to the boys. Like
she dump your ass.
Exactly. It was like episode 2. and then Mike, who has a pant-busting crush on his girlfriend, and all of a sudden, like, he's getting thrown to the wolves.
Yeah.
It was so brutal and unnecessary. It's fine. The wife actually hit me onto it. It's a great... way to explain how girls eventually bond. Like there's not a lot of female relationships on this show at all. It was mostly this group of guys and this girl who's kind of on the outside looking in, and there's no other female relationships elsewhere. So I get it. Like girls learn to become friends at some point. You know, it's part of the maturation process. It makes perfect sense in the end. But God, just like. Can you keep it in your pants just a little bit? Like, can you not Avengers it up where you have all the girls wanting to kill Thanos together? By the way, you have the most powered superhero of all time in that little collective of 9,000 female superheroes. So,
dude, speaking of that, I don't know if this got to you, but
oh no,
I was so sick of seeing her bloody nose. Like,
oh, Captain Marvel?
No,
who?
Eleven.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's like every single time.
I think Captain Marvel had a bloody nose like, too for like half the movie.
In like season one, like it was like she had power. She did this. She did that. But it wasn't until like some of the like the key thing when she was using a lot of her powers.
So much
strength,
blood.
Then the blood was coming out. Then you get it. It's like, oh man, she's using every bit of energy towards, you know, this thing.
If she's going really hard, don't you think the blood should, like, come out of her ears or something?
Or something. But then this one is,
cry
like,
tears
every scene, blood. Like, and then it's, like, a dramatic moment, and then the music, and then the focus, and then it's, like,
no,
then
boy,
blood comes out the nose. So it's, like, oh, man. It's like, it just got too much for me. It's, like, every scene, oh, L, do your thing.
We'll get to that, too. Like, that's very much in the whole vein of the show kind of repeating storylines or repeating the same basic premise, which, you know, again, they have us. We're all in. We're bought in. So I obviously we don't seem to mind.
Yeah.
But yeah. That,
but I mean, I
that was, know, that was a trope that I could have done with it. Well, not done without completely. I just wish they would have tried a little harder to make it a little more subtle. So I dug the relationship between Max and Eleven. Like,
it was fun.
They had a cute friendship, and you know, it speaks to, you know, the bond between women, which we know exists, obviously. So it makes perfect sense in that way. But then another female character that got put over real big, Robin, the chick who worked at Baskin Robbins.
I was like, you're either going to say Robin or
Shabotsky?
Erica.
Oh. Who's Erica? Oh, wait. Is Erica the little sister?
Girl. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's those two. They got put over huge.
Okay, so they had a very similar arc in the sense that they were just shown to be way smarter than the boys they were around.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Robin was smarter than Steve, and Erica was smarter than everybody. Like, okay, I get it. Or so, yeah. She was smarter than Dustin. So, yeah. You know, that's fine. I get it. But this is the part that I could not shake after, finding this out. Do you know who Robin is? The actress?
I found out. It was like some daughter of...
Her name is Maya Hawke. She is the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman.
There you go.
I could not unsee their faces after I found that fact out.
Do you think that they put her over because of who she was?
I don't know. She was actually very good on the show. Like,
no, I liked her.
So
I liked her.
I don't think it's necessarily like a nepotism situation where, you know, they have to put it over because who her parents are. But like after finding that out, I could like the whole time watching the show, like the wife and I were just like looking at each other like, where the hell do we know her from? Like, she's got to be in something else, right?
Yeah,
she's got to be somewhere. And then all of a sudden, like she Googles and she's like, oh, my God, like what? She's the daughter of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke. And she's got Ethan Hawke's hair. She's got Uma Thurman's bird nose. Like, it's incredible, like, how, like, much of a hybrid she is between those two people. And then, the whole time I'm thinking, well, you could totally reboot Kill Bill now and have have her as the younger bride.
There you go.
Or the daughter of the bride. Like, however you want to spin it. Like, you have all the options in the world. So that was something that
That's a good point, man.
That incredible. And you know Quentin Tarantino just loves the hell out of Uma Thurman, so he'll make that movie in a Mississippi half step.
Did he say that this might be his last movie, though?
What, then? The next one coming out?
Yeah.
Like, Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
I think that's number 9 in his contract to do 10 movies.
He has a contract to do 10?
It's like a social contract. Yeah. Like, he said, I'll do 10 movies. And
so he needs to whip out one more somehow.
He's got to whip it out right here.
Right there. Your sequel to Kill Bill.
There you go. The prequel. I can't wait. All right, so there's that. And, you know, I appreciated. I don't have a problem with the girl power angle. I just wish they did it in a more subtle way, but
you know yeah,
like, it's a minor quibble, if anything.
Agreed. I think it was super obvious, but this was one of the few times that I didn't mind it. I don't think I was as bothered by it, but
I'm not gonna die on that hill. I'll say that here.
Very obvious, though. Yeah,
that's fine. But we talked about the girls being ultra powerful. So Eleven has been the strongest character throughout the entire series, which I thought was funny. in that, like, they made her out to be a character that had to be protected every step of the way. Like, her adopted dad, Hopper, had to keep her away from, just out of sight in general. But she could literally eviscerate you by just blowing the snot out of her nose. Like, it's incredible how overpowered she was. But, I mean, it's weird to see, like, them try to protect her every step of the way.
It's like, she doesn't need protection.
Exactly.
Like, you need protection. How are you going to protect her?
She'd dump your ass and protect you. But then every season, like, the first two seasons, it was her coming to the rescue because she was so powerful. She was the only one who could set down the Demogorgon and, like, the whole cloud black monster, whatever the hell it was. Yep. And you kind of, for a second, you felt like, oh, here we go again. Elle's going to save the day. And then they take a left turn.
Yeah.
Like, they finally decided to give a little twist and put us in a space where, you know, so this season didn't necessarily end with them having to kill the big bad monster. They actually just had to turn off the machine and let the monster go back into the shadows. You know, somebody dies as a result still. But it's interesting to see that they pivoted away from Elle being the savior, and now it kind of gives her character way more dimension, because she's going to have to recover from that. She's going to have to find a way to, find her place within this group of people, within this collective, without being the savior.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't that...
I will totally correct you.
Didn't this happen before? Didn't she lose some of her power and, like...
Perhaps. Like, she ran away.
At the end of the first season, like, she was starting to work it back at the end.
I mean, who would know? There's too many episodes. I mean, it's possible, but yeah. I mean, the way that the show's ultimately ended in the first two seasons was with her standing, like...
Oh, yeah. She, of course, yeah.
It was like the main event at WrestleMania. She's Roman Reigns, and she's holding the belt. So, I mean, like, she was there at the end of seasons one and two in that position.
Of anything, now I think this is where... They've kind of like set me up proper for a next season.
I'm ready for where they like. If I feel like it's got to go out here.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many different threads that they can pull on here that, you know, for the folks that have gotten tired of like the same tropes in the first three seasons of Stranger Things, there's a lot on the table that they can work with, and it's fresh again.
Yeah, it's totally, because now you have no idea where they're going to take it, because she doesn't have her powers and all the kids are older, so it's no longer like you don't have these hurdles that you have to like explain now. But now that they've kind of gotten that out the way, like, all right, let's see where they go with this.
And all the men in her life are dead.
Or what? So you think, though. I mean, okay, yes.
Again,
technically,
I gave the precautionary tale earlier.
Spoilers.
If you haven't seen the series, turn this off right here, right now. All right. So her adopted father, Hopper, he jumps on the grenade at the very end of the show, last episode of the season, and he seemingly has met his end.
Seemingly,
he's met his end, and it feels incredibly tragic. Like, even if they're like what we found in the I can't believe they did an after credit sequence for one.
Isn't that
like,
crazy?
Is that the first one?
Huh?
I feel like it's the first one, right?
Very first one.
So, yeah. Like, the fact that they're trying to give you the impression that he's not dead, or somebody who you thought died may not be dead. So, put that in the back of your mind. The way that they reached that point up until that, like, was actually very effective in terms of generating emotional reaction. Like,
it got me.
So like the message that he actually wrote and Elle eventually read, which created the schism between her and Mike, was so gut wrenching, and like it told you that his heart was in the right place. He wasn't just being an insecure dick, trying to create this wedge between her and her boyfriend. He genuinely had an affection for both of them, and he laid his heart bare in the end.
Did John cry?
John got a creeper. John did not cry.
Man,
we can start that hashtag again if you like. But
that was
one that kicked you in the nuts for real.
I started the cloudies. I felt them coming. So I'm like, if I feel this, I knew you're crying. I know you're sobbing over there.
Sobbing. Come on. I'm steeled to this.
No, but that was good. That was totally unexpected. It caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that letter at all. And then when yeah, when they went through and read it, I was like, that's really beautiful, man.
What'd you think of Billy and his arc in the film or the series? Not our friend Billy, but Billy on the other show. Billy. Yes,
Billy. So in the last season, I hated Billy, man. Like I think
was Steve 2.0 in the last.
God,
season.
God, he was such a dick. Everything about Billy, I hated. In this season, I loved everything about Billy. I think
he had a really great arc in this one.
I think he did a phenomenal job, man.
That guy's a great actor, by the way.
I liked him as a villain more than the Demogorgon or whatever that damn thing was.
You thought he was a better villain than the Demogorgon?
He freaked me out more than like seeing that monster running around the hospital, man.
Wow.
Like remember the scene where like they fucked around with his voice and they like he was saying shit to L and then you don't remember that scene?
No, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, like it was like a dream sequence, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. That I was like, dude, that's creepy, man.
Pretty wild.
And he has like that crazy look, but it's like, you know,
they call that the crazy eyes.
Oh man, I loved him, man. This season, right, I
settle
think,
down, you Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, he was a looker. I mean, everything about him. Bam, 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 bam. But dude, like he plays such a great villain, man. I think that's, you know, that's typically why I like certain movies, is like when they have a strong villain that makes you believe that.
Oh my God, yes.
When you actually feel like you have a pure hatred for the villain, or you have a fear that this villain is so freaking strong that, you know, it's like that's like Game of Thrones, when you kind of got that from Cersei, you know. So it's like I kind of got that like sinister vibe from Billy, where he's just so messed up.
Well, they didn't slow play that at all. Like,
no,
you got the impression he was a dick before.
Oh yeah,
this kind of just steered right into the skid there. I thought he had a fantastic arc, like where you hated him in season two for just being a douche, to where you felt bad for him initially in season three,
a little bit,
and then all of a sudden you hated him because he is the end all be all, he is the epitome of evil. I likened it, the wife and I were talking about this, so I likened it to pro wrestling. Shocker. The best bad guys in pro wrestling are the best good guys as well. So if you can generate that level of heat, as they say, like if you can get that type of negative reaction,
right,
it's so easy to turn that switch to where you can turn that into a positive reaction. So I thought his arc was really satisfying in that sense, where you hated him so much, and then all of a sudden you get glimpses of the guy who's tormented and doing all these terrible things against his will.
You see why? Just like,
And they flip the switch and like, oh my God, like he's the villain and the hero at the same time. Like it played out perfectly in my eyes. Like maybe not perfectly. I thought they could have teased out the redemption side of his character a little bit, maybe like by one or two episodes. But that's like splitting hairs. It was just fun to see someone who is kind of a fringe character in season two become such a focal point that you care so much about by the time the season ends.
Because I think the guys realized that they have something in Billy. There was something about Billy that you're just like, we got to do something with him, because he, for some reason, he's gotten a lot of reaction, a lot of
getting a lot of run.
Yeah, so it's like we have to do something with him, and I hope this isn't the last time we see him, because he's such.
He could be the American they speak of at the end.
Yeah, he's such a good character.
Could
man.
Be like, Hop. You never know.
Like, even, like, Hop, like, of the
use
characters
your words.
Of the characters in the show, Billy and Hop, I think they're pretty cool, man. There's something about them. I think Hop was a little over the top this season, but overall, I like him for what he is.
He wanted to get his nut off, okay? Come on. Give the man a break.
He was really angry in this one.
Yeah, because he hadn't gotten his nut off in, like, three seasons. Come on, man.
Yeah. But then
he's trying.
Like I like Hop. I like Billy. I think
once again, Joyce's ass. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Or, I mean, he wants.
She's a little crazy.
He wants to go on a date, is what I meant. Yeah.
I don't know. I hope those two.
I hope, like, they find a way.
I don't think there's no. I don't know. I think they made such a huge impact on the show that it's hard to just say goodbye to those two. Like, I know everyone's like hoping that they want to see Barb again. I feel like Barb is gonna come back in like.
Is she the American?
She's gonna be back in the final season. Like you just like with all the fan support that she's gotten from like the unexpected fan support that she's gotten from the first season. Like I think she's gonna come back somewhere. Dude,
she has enough work on the Comic-Con circuit. She's gonna be fine. She doesn't need to come back for another season.
Nah, she's coming back. I know she has to come back. There's. Like, if this was the last episode, you're going to see Barb again.
Okay, you know who I really want to come back? Never mind Barb. Never mind Hop. Never
Phoebe
mind Billy.
Cates?
Nope. Okay, wait.
Yes, you do.
Is she on Stranger Things? Yeah, we can get Phoebe Cates on Stranger Things. I might need a defibrillator. No, you know who I want back? Alexi. Alexi and his Slurpee-loving ass. Like, I need
that. He was so lovable, man.
My God, that guy didn't say one word I understood the entire season. But God bless him. He became, like, such a compelling character by the time the show was over. Like,
I have no idea how he did it.
All because he wanted a cherry Slurpee. I'm like, bro, I get that. There is a difference. Strawberry and cherry do not taste the same, you piece of shit. God, I
oh, like, he won me over too, man.
And like throwback Slurpee cups. Oh man. I bought in like hook, line, and sinker. Like that guy was a shit. God bless him. I hope they regard him as being the Russian who helped the Americans as the American. Like, I don't care. But whatever you can do to bring Alexi back, I'm all in.
Yeah. Like I don't think so for that character. They're just gonna let him ride out. But yeah,
he's probably dead. But yeah. A man can dream.
Yeah, he's lovable, man. Yeah, he's good.
All right, so so there was the ham-fisted Slurpee,
of course,
placement in the show. Another one that was so like this one got way more publicity. It was the
way,
new.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The new Coke.
The new
Coke. This made all the headlines for I don't know every radio show in America, like the fact that they were bringing back New Coke specifically as a tie-in to Stranger Things. And I have to say, it had nothing to do with the show whatsoever. There was no storyline advancement. It was just the kid screaming about how he preferred New Coke over regular Coke. It's slightly sweeter. Like, he just did a product demo for New Coke with no other purpose.
You
other
feel
than
like
to
that was by
New
design?
Oh
they
my
used, they,
god!
They used to do that back in the days.
They're just trying to get a few shekels out of us, which. Granted, they got. I bought two packs. I'm Tupac Shakur. I've got I've got cans of New Coke and the commemorative bottles of the.
Are we gonna try it?
I think it's go time. So we said we were not going to give Jack an acre of shit for being off the show this week. I will say, we technically postponed any Stranger Things talks and Coke Zero New Coke taste tests. Strictly for him. So I have to say, the fact that we're only doing this now is entirely Jack's fault. We could have done this last week if the product came through. so, Jack, you have delayed the inevitable. I wish I could have had this way before this very point. So,
yes.
Yeah, you suck.
You suck.
You know, you want to take next week off? By all means. Don't care.
But we do need you to come back and run the board, though.
Okay, just stay off mic.
So while John is getting the new Coke out, one of the things I want to mention was like initially I was like, man, that other Russian reminds me a lot of like the Terminator.
Oh, you're right.
I was like, what is that all about?
I think that was by design, right? I don't think that was unintentional.
Okay.
I think that they had the leather jacket.
Got the haircut, got all that, man.
It had all the trappings of the original Terminator, so. I get it. I saw that almost immediately, so I thought they're playing to that nostalgia kick for us as well.
It's just like I didn't know what angle they were gonna go with that. I was like, is that an actual Terminator, like a cyborg, or is that just a guy dude that looks just like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It was guy who doesn't speak English who is kind of a machine. So yeah, that's all I got out of that. All right, so I've poured us a little Ooh. Taster glass. Of
let me
the
see
new
this
Coke.
Can real quick.
I mean, it's a can, but it's got the.
Okay.
I think it's the original New Coke logo.
Yeah. It says New. It has the Oh, it does say Stranger Things. I wasn't sure. I was curious if they're going to go...
You thought they were going to straight up like OG.
Yeah, OG, I thought they were going to like take exactly the original New Coke can and just print it as is. But this one actually does say it's a Netflix original series by Stranger Things.
They got to get this money, bro.
Yeah, so... Okay, so this is an exclusive item for Stranger Things.
Exclusive! All right.
We the best.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we say, shall we say sláinte?
And you haven't had this yet, right?
I have not. This okay. I had the taco. I have not had the new Coke. So cheers.
Let's try this. New Coke. Oh. I can taste the difference.
Oh, wow. I'm going back in for round two. I thought you were pouring yourself into the glass.
No, I want to see if they have, like, ingredients on here.
Ingredients? You really want to know what goes into the making of Coke?
This tastes sweeter.
It's all chemicals, bro.
So, do you know what new Coke is supposed to be?
So, if you go back to Stranger Things, like, what the kid described...
Oh, yeah, how did they describe it?
He said something along the lines of, like a lighter feel, sweeter flavor. And that's all I took out of it. I definitely think that's spot on. Like, it definitely feels lighter. It's a little bit sweeter. It's probably in the same vein as Pepsi, if I'm being completely honest. Have you had a Pepsi of late?
No. Actually, I have at Costco. Costco doesn't have Coke products. They have Pepsi products.
What a bag of terrible they are. It was actually... So New Coke actually came about from Coke in response to the popularity that Pepsi was achieving. Like, they was Pepsi the taste of a new generation with Michael Jackson and the whole lot?
There you go.
Yeah. So this was their shot across the bow to try to win some customers back. So if they were trying to do like a Pepsi knockoff, they nailed it because it reminds me very much of what Pepsi was and is, which is kind of like a fizzier Coke. Like, it doesn't have the same, like, the heavy syrupy kind of texture to it.
Yeah, it says... So originally, the new Coke was introduced in April 23rd of 1985. And then, I guess...
That's a long time ago.
Right? And then they discontinued new Coke in 2002. I didn't realize it ran that long.
What?
That's what it says here.
Where the hell were they making new Coke?
It says July 10th, 2002...
Was it Afghanistan?
Was discontinued. And this was the original run. Was discontinued. So that means it ran from 85 to 2002. I don't think it really ran that long.
Not here in this country.
Because we know, like, at some point, way before 2002, they brought back the original recipe for Coke that you taste at, like, McDonald's.
Oh, it was like the next year. So this came out, what, 85? It was like the following year they came out with the original recipe Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's no way they were producing new Coke all the way to 2002.
It had to be in Guatemala. Like, there's no way it was being produced here in this country for regular public consumption. So, I mean, that's actually the biggest nugget to come out of this at all.
Come on, Wikipedia, get your shit together.
Get your shit together, Wiki. Anyways, what did you think of the new Coke?
You know, it's sweeter than I like. You know,
so you're not a Pepsi guy, is
no? I'm not. I mean, I'm not a big guy for sweets. Like, you probably can tell with all the sweets that we've had on this show that we've tasted. I just don't like anything that's too sweet.
You want a Stroop Waffle McFlurry tonight?
No, because I probably won't like it. I don't like caramel either. Caramel.
Pardon me.
Caramel.
Whatever, man.
Disgusting, asshole.
Sorry.
But yeah, I'm not a big fan of New Coke. Just because of it, you know, I actually feel like it does remind me a lot of Pepsi. When after you mention it, it's that sweet cola flavor. So I actually prefer the current Coke or even like Coke Zero. It's good.
Coke Zero is very good.
Yeah, it's like. I know they changed recipes recently, right?
For what?
For Coke Zero?
No, they changed names.
Oh, names. What do they call it?
Coke Zero Sugar.
Coke Zero Sugar.
Yeah, really thought outside the box on that one, didn't they? Jesus Christ. So what would you rate this then? 1 to 5.
I would give it a 3.
Way to draw out the drama on that one.
Yeah, it's just it's not for me, man.
That's a failing grade. That's a 60.
Yeah, it's a little too sweet for my taste. I appreciate it because I was always like fascinated by the idea of New Coke and just like what it tastes like. Even like Crystal Coke, remember that? I've always wanted to taste with Crystal Coke.
Wait, Crystal Pepsi?
No, there was a clear Coke, wasn't it? Or was it just Pepsi?
I think it was Crystal Pepsi.
Okay,
bro.
Sorry, Crystal Pepsi.
Man.
But anyways.
I need you to calm down.
Hey, but I always wanted to taste that stuff. And so this was
Wait, did you ever have Crystal Pepsi?
No, I haven't. Did they sell it?
They came out last year.
Yeah, I totally missed it.
Oh, my God.
The one I was trying to get was that there was that Back to the Future. Was it a Pepsi? In that cool bottle. I was trying to go. I went to so many 7-Elevens trying
Pepsi
to
Pepsi free.
Yeah, I think that was the one.
Was that it?
I went to all the 7-Elevens and retailers and all that trying to find that because I know they released it somewhere.
Can I get a Pepsi free? Yeah. It'll cost you a nickel.
Yeah. So I couldn't find that. So no. I missed out on that whole Pepsi Crystal Pepsi thing.
Dude, they were selling those at Target. What the hell?
Are they good? Did you have one?
The rebooted version or the original?
Yeah, they're the rebooted one.
I mean, I wasn't.
Does it just taste like cola but clear?
It just doesn't have like that syrupy aftertaste, if anything.
Like a Sprite.
Yeah.
So it's a Sprite.
Like it's a Sprite without lemon flavor.
Ah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Pass. So yeah. So New Coke.
Three out of five.
Three. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna give it a passing grade. I'm gonna say 3.5 out of 5, just because I don't dislike Pepsi enough to say that I so diehard against it, and I'm a Coke guy. I mean, I love the Coke from McDonald's. Like, there's
phenomenal.
Nothing better when you
it's
want a
so
cola.
So good, man.
But I mean, I'm not gonna spit in the face of a Pepsi when it's offered to me.
This is
the hill you're going to die on.
When we go to Costco and we get a Pepsi, I have to switch it out to like one of their raspberry iced teas or like.
I think the raspberry iced tea is disgusting.
It's
every
better
time.
Than Pepsi.
It is not.
Pepsi is not good.
You
man.
Are insane. Mother of Christ. Cancel the show.
Oh, man.
Well, we had a litany of things to discuss after this.
Probably not today.
We can just shut this. But, I'm actually glad we got through all of the. Look at what you see. Hell is it? Oh my God. Okay, so speaking of things that died on the show, can we say rest in peace to Steve and Dustin's masculinity? Oh my God.
Oh man, they're like.
I could not believe how long this went on. Like it was just like jerking off for the sake of. It's just jerking off. Like they just wanted to like do the whole never ending story bit.
But it was great though. I don't know. It was something endearing about seeing those two like.
It served no purpose whatsoever.
Not at all.
In a show where, like, there's so many things that had no purpose whatsoever, this had to be the cherry on top. This did nothing at all for the story on the show. But, I mean, if it hit you where you feel it, by all means.
It sure did.
Oh, my God.
It was, I don't know. It was touching. I don't disagree with you, but it was touching. It was a sweet moment. The story.
This is like the fourth week in a row where you've sung.
Hey, should we just end it now?
Yeah, okay. I'll do the thing with the thing.
The thing with the thing? All right, bye-bye.
Wait. I don't know.
No, the other way, dude.
I don't know what I'm doing. Jack, come back. I need Ice to stop singing, and I need us to stop screwing up the board. So.
Story.
Okay.
La, 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 la. Huh.
Up until that point, I was going to say it could have gone a lot worse. This is as low as you've gotten.
All right.
In a long time. Okay.
Jack, we need you to run the board, buddy.
Yeah. We'll get better at it. but if you can come back, that'd be most helpful. I don't think the show is awful.
No, it worked.
No, I had fun.
And I'm glad we got to talk about Stranger Things, because otherwise we couldn't.
And I'm glad we could talk it between the two of us, because allegedly... I hear for the grapevine that someone was a little nervous about having a two-man show and wanted to enlist some help.
Oh, no. They wanted to come in.
Oh, they. So you're saying you did not invite?
No. There was zero invites.
Okay.
They self-invited, and the lady was like, oh, I know Stranger Things. I can come on. And then she tried to make it a four-way show tonight. I was like, all right. I mean, if Misha's up for it, why not? Not she had a meeting.
Not the four-way dance that I was looking for. Okay, but that makes. I mean,
zero invites.
Look, I'm not going to say I'm relieved to not have your missus on the show. I'm just saying. I'm actually relieved to say, or relieved to know that you weren't clamoring to supplant me.
I have full confidence in us, and
we can do this.
We got this, man.
I changed my mind. Jack, stay home next week.
We'll show you.
Yes, I'm going to run the board.
All right.
Okay.
Great show, man.
Running board. Having fun.
We got so many more topics, so we're going to probably run that. Price float into next week.
You want to record a show right now? I don't know.
Oh, man. Top Gun was a huge one.
Oh, my God. Let's go eat some tacos and then record another show.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Sayonara.
One way or another, you're going to see another show next week. Ciao, ciao.
Peace.